Talk Live, and we're kicking off hour number two of the show. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can join us on the phones, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on our shrine. As a matter of fact, I've got one in my email box. It will be going up before the end of the weekend.
Really?
And if you're on the updates list, you'll know first, of course. So check out the shrine. Again, it's not a beauty contest, ladies. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors have sent us their picture. And we put them up on the site at freetalklive.com. So last hour, Dave called in from New Hampshire, and he was telling us that they're planning on doing a protest at a Walmart. And in regards to RFID, which is something we haven't really talked about on this show. I think maybe it's been mentioned in the past. It's something I don't know a lot about. I just kind of have a basic conceptualization of what it is. And as I understand it, there are these little, tiny little chips that you can put into products or attach to products. And as you're saying, man, what you can attach it to, for instance, your customer, a loyalty card at the grocery store and that sort of thing. And then somebody with an RFID scanner can scan you, and it will tell the person with the scanner what products you have on you, for instance. That would be one application of this.
Well, if the products have RFID chips also.
And according to Dave, Walmart is mandating that, I guess, most, if not all, products will have these chips in them. So Dave kind of made it sound pretty scary. And you guys were suggesting that if the government got their hands on this kind of stuff, which inevitably they will if they haven't done it yet. So I suppose there could be some pretty scary sounding scenarios that you could come up with. But let's go to Dennis in New Hampshire, who says he loves RFID tags. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Howdy, folks.
Hey Dennis.
I love RFID. I'm excited about this technology.
What is this all about, and why is it people are so afraid of it?
Well, I think people are afraid of the unknown, and I do want to preface this with I happen to know personally Dave, and I think he's doing some really awesome stuff here and waking people up about losing liberties, and so, you know, there's nothing personal here, but I got to disagree hugely.
Okay.
With the idea of really even protesting against these things. I think it's a little bit premature, and it reminds me a little bit of people, I don't know, protesting against genetically modified crops because they're scary or something.
It's right.
Just, you know, fear of the unknown. I think of RFID tags as basically being barcodes. They're barcodes that are electronic. That's what they are. They're electronic barcodes.
But what about the tracking? I mean, Manwich is saying the government could track us from satellites or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't see why they couldn't. I mean, if you can light these things up from 40 feet, was my understanding. Ian just found on the internet where somebody's claiming 300, and I'm not sure what site
it's a manufacturer.
The manufacturer is claiming 300 feet. I know that now that satellites can see the dirt underneath my fingernails and read my license plate. I don't see why in 2 years from now, when RFID technology's gotten a little bigger, that they can't light up an RFID chip from space.
You know,
and
it's like the old
follow
saying,
everybody.
It's like the old saying, you know what, if you're going to be scared about flying in a plane, don't even talk to me if you ever cross the street, because the dangers involved are just orders of magnitude different. Crossing the street's the dangerous one, right? Kind of similar deal here. I mean, look, if you drive a car and you do have a license plate on the car, you know what? That is an individual tracking device for
right.
your car, and it can be read at a pretty fair distance. Even
yeah.
and that actually can be read right now, today, from satellites. Okay?
I guess, though, the RFID, anti-RFID activists would say, well, that might be true, but that doesn't mean they can tell what items you have in your car.
Now, hey, you know, if you want to be scared about stuff, if you ever use, say, a credit card, that's data about everything that you buy, and that's kept forever. Always. Forever. Your entire history of whatever you bought is available. Same thing with your phone, you know, whatever calls you make, it's available. I mean, come on, databases are databases, right?
Right. It's an information society.
Now, with RFID, I see a huge amount of potential benefit. Basically, because these things are readable at a distance and because you can detect individual objects rather than just classes of objects with barcodes, you pretty much do like, this is a can of Coke with an RFID you can say this is this particular can of Coke.
You could say this is can of Coke number 5,000,000,001,
produced on such and such a date.
And basically what that's doing is really enabling this whole just-in-time supply chain globalization thing that we've been building for the last 10, 15 years, right?
I don't know what that means.
Well, so a lot of industry is going towards a just-in-time model, where instead of having a huge amount of stuff in their warehouses, they work with their suppliers and say, okay, you get me the parts I need, the day I need them, I put them together, make my widget, and ship it off to the next guy.
I see.
And it's all happening very, very streamlined, very free-flowing. And,
that's because of the flow of information that we can start, that we can do that now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And RFID is basically the people who are involved with manufacturing are looking at this and saying, wow, this can bring our costs down tremendously,
right?
Because so much more can be automated. We can wipe out a lot of the intensive labor costs that we used to have and have an even more efficient supply chain.
Consequently, lower prices for the customer.
Consequently, lower prices for the customer. Exactly.
So this is like
I
a
may
lot
be converted.
Of,
like I didn't really know exactly, you know, the reasons why. I just knew that there were some.
Well, let's
privacy
stop
issues.
Down for let's stop down for a moment here. I mean, like any technology, basically what you're saying is, Dennis, and to me it sounded like a cool, kind of a cool technology because I've worked
sure.
in retail. I know, you know, what loss prevention is all about, and that's a whole other factor to this. But to me, it seemed exciting. But like any new technology, you're going to have a double-edged sword factor, right? I mean, you've got all of these benefits that can come from RFID. But at the same time, maybe there are some negative sides. I mean, would you admit that there could be some negative uses to this if the government got their hands on it, for instance?
Oh, sure, you bet. It's not if the government gets their hand on it. It's commodity technology. I mean, if they want it, they've got it. But it's a lot like what Scott McNeely said, who's a CEO of Sun Microsystems. He said this some years ago now. This is already old news. Says, if you're worried about your privacy, get over it. You have none.
Hmm.
That's just a truism now. Get over it. You have.
I think that you can take some steps for more privacy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the people that really care about that, I know that I'm not one because I use my credit card all the time. And, you know, if I've got a loan application in, I'll give them my social security number.
Exactly. This is not something that's being mandated by the government. This is very much a free and open exchange. If you want the lower prices or if you want the convenience of having the credit card, you can use it, but you don't have to. No one's
right.
forcing
and
you.
If you and if you want to shop at a store that won't use these RFID tags, you might be paying a little bit extra for it, but if it gives you that peace of mind, then go ahead and do that. Personally, it's not going to stop me from shopping at Walmart because I'm all about the low prices.
Well, This does sound, it sounds like a technology that could be easily manipulated by the government and quite possibly something that could fall under some Patriot Act provision.
Yeah, but really, now you say easily manipulated by the government, but then again, I think you're assigning a little too much credit to the government, as though the government has the ability to easily manipulate things. I mean, if the government were to take on this project of, I don't even know what they would do with this, this technology of the project, the new
Homeland
bureaucracy.
Homeland Security will track every American, or
maybe who purchases guns or something?
The suspect Americans, and just keep an eye on them.
The problem there is the government having too much involvement with our lives, not the fact that that data exists.
Right. Yeah. To me, if there was a very small government or very very little government, then they wouldn't be able to get into this at all. We wouldn't have to be concerned about the government using this technology. In that case, it would just be another technology to enhance our lives, and people wouldn't have to worry about it. Dennis, interesting information. I'm sure there's going to be some discussion about this on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com.
Yes, they're
going
to tar and feather you on there.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. So, do you have any final thoughts on the RFID thing?
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about the positive sides of it, and I'm glad that Dennis called.
Well, that's because everybody who talks about it, at least on our bulletin board system in here, is, oh, the sky is falling. Well, it's nice to hear the other side of the story. And, of course, if you've got thoughts, 800-259-5791. Otherwise, coming up, one of our emailers is going to take us to task for not taking the government handouts. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, with
join
you.
Us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives there. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described on the front page of the site. There's no logging in, there's no membership fees, none of that stuff. In fact, we'll take you back even further than 6 days. If you scroll past day six, you'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org. They'll provide you with months' worth of the program on the house, freetalklive.com. Doing some emails. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Mike. Subject line, purism. Just listening to Saturday night's show, and I heard Ian and Manwich saying they wouldn't take unemployment payments, even though they'd clearly paid into the system.
Well, I just to be clear, I have not taken unemployment payments.
Okay. Nor have I.
I don't. But I'm going to let him finish before I defend myself. Go ahead.
He says, I'd like to pose a similar question. Do you drive on roads that you paid taxes to support? Well, yeah.
Yes.
Do you use state-run libraries? No, not anymore.
No.
Watch public television? No.
No.
I do. I like public television. I generally, if the first thing I'll check on is Channel 3 or Channel 16, I think that public television in general is better than, and I listen to public radio.
Okay.
Mostly.
And that was his next question. Do you listen to public radio stations? Do you take classes at state universities? Yeah, I went to the community college.
Never?
Yeah.
Yes, I've definitely taken classes at state universities.
And he says, maybe it's a question of where you draw the line, but I prefer the approach a guy named Ryan Preer suggests, which is avoiding the tendency that people have towards purism. The bottom line is, we have goals that we want to accomplish, and if taking advantage of a system that's in place today helps us, then we should do so. If you don't take those dollars for unemployment, which might then go to your efforts to fight for liberty, for instance, the dollars will be spent elsewhere. And he's right about that. Those dollars will be spent somewhere else.
Yes, they will.
And he says, probably in a way contrary to your purposes.
And the reason, I would say largely the reason that I chose not to use the bureaucracy of the Florida Department of Labor is simply the reason that I hate bureaucracy in general. I found it confusing and difficult. It's probably very easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically,
once you learn the system, you know,
I think that I was supposed to call a telephone number and chose not to call the telephone number because I just don't want to deal with them. They make my skin crawl. I mean, it disgusts me dealing with these people. And I don't want to reward myself personally for not working.
Yeah.
I believe that working is good. And I believe that not working is sloth and one of the seven deadly sins. And I think it's called the seven deadly sins for a reason.
Mm.
They're all deadly. I don't think that they're necessarily sins, although you can put whatever label you want on them.
I don't have a problem with gluttony.
Gluttony's a big problem. Gluttony will kill you before your time, man. You eat too much, you'll get fat, you'll get diabetes, you'll get a heart attack,
whatever. You'll
die.
I get the metabolism of a cheetah.
you do today, son. Because you're 22 or something. I'm 34. Take a look at this.
He's grabbing his belly.
It's coming, man. It's coming.
What do you call that? The man flap? What is that?
I don't know. It's a piece of meat.
It's a donut so far. Not yet a full-size bear.
Yeah. It's not huge or anything, but I've got some pudge.
Okay. And you're a pretty fit dude.
I mean, size 32 waist, but, you know, I mean, I used to have, at his age, I had a body fat metabolism body fat percentage of about 8-10%, somewhere in there.
I'm a little less than that.
Yeah, now mine's 13 or 14.
So Mike says, the system in place today bears little resemblance to what you and I would prefer, but we should make use of every resource available to us to accomplish our goals rather than abstaining in some puritanical show of resistance. Thank you, Mike, he says. In regards to accomplishing our goals, well, one of my goals, I guess, is to be busy. I like having something to do. I like working. I like doing what I do. I like doing this show. And this isn't a job for me. It's just a entrepreneurship, I guess.
Right. It'd be a job if we got paid.
Right. But when I used to work for a radio business, when I got fired from Clear Channel, for instance, I didn't immediately think, oh, boy, what can I go and do to keep my paycheck coming even though I'm not working? I didn't even think about unemployment. And I don't, for all I know, I wasn't paying into it. I don't even know if I was or not. I don't even know how it works. And I'm like you, man, which I don't want to spend the time to research the program to discover how it is that I could benefit from this government service. Maybe I am a purist. And again, maybe I'm not, because he points out, yes, we use the roads. Well, you have to use the roads.
Right.
You can stay at home. I mean, you know, he's making a point.
If you want to starve to death, you could stay at home, I suppose.
He's simply making a point.
Anyway, so yeah, I suppose we do draw our line somewhere, and the line that I draw is not getting involved with unnecessary government programs. Yeah, going to the community college, that was unnecessary, but I was young and stupid.
Yeah.
So, let's pass that one off. As far as now is concerned, for instance, my fiance said recently, or a few months back, she said, hey, why don't we get a foster kid? And I don't want
she
to
She just gets
period.
Bored, doesn't she?
Well, yeah, she gets bored. And I thought, you know, well, that's a nice, her heart's in the right place.
Yes.
I mean, to help out a kid who needs help. But I said, you know, beyond the fact that we're not ready for that, even if we were ready to have a kid, I wouldn't want to get a foster kid. Not because I don't want to help a kid, it's because I don't want to get involved in the government program that is foster care.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want... Yeah, I know they cut you a check every month to have that kid and everything, but I don't want to have the strings attached to it. And with that, and any government program, there are strings attached to that money. And I don't know what the strings are for unemployment, and I'm sure they're not as stringy as the foster care system or the, for instance, the... Well, the foster care system is a perfect example because then you have to deal with the social workers. You have to go in and you have to talk to these government bureaucrats and you have to, you know, prove to them that you're able to take care of these kids. And I don't want to have to bow down to some government bureaucracy in order to collect a paycheck to take care of a foster kid or to collect a paycheck for unemployment.
Yeah, just, get a dog instead. It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, well, it's just something that I'm not interested in spending my time on. So there.
Well, It's sad to think that the foster kids in this country are, you know, there's good parents, good people, potential parents out there that are not getting foster kids because they don't want to deal with the government. I mean, I'm saddened by the fact that that exists. There are certainly...
Well, it exists.
Not to mention the folks who are going through all the necessary steps to get foster kids, but they're not really getting foster kids because they happen to be gay. That's another one that
certainly is
really pushes my buttons.
Hey, all those stupid rules that they have attached to the program, and on top of everything else, the last thing I would want is to discover one of these strings that I really don't like, maybe after getting to the program. Sort of like with our friend who we were talking about earlier, the young man that was stop-lost in Iraq. Well, there's that string you didn't really know about when you signed on for your 4 years there, buddy.
Too bad.
There was that string there somewhere tucked away in a law book on somebody's shelf, and it applies to you because you signed on the dotted line. I don't want to just discover all of a sudden that there's some strings, some hidden strings that I didn't know about attached to that program. Beyond the fact that it just makes me feel wrong. Just personally, it would just make
me feel wrong. You're saving somebody from the clutches of the government. I mean, that could make you feel good.
Wait, I'm saving who?
A foster child.
Oh, no, I was going back to the unemployment thing. Oh, okay. I feel wrong about taking unemployment, even though I allegedly paid into it.
I don't feel wrong about it as much as I'm just annoyed by the government system, and I don't want to reward myself for not working.
Let me say this. It also has to do with, in regards to feeling wrong about it, we'll come back with it. 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. Also, coming up, 12-year-old and 13-year-old having sex with one another, now both charged with statutory rape. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment. Cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, where you can sign up for the updates. And when there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, we'll send it to you. You just go to updates.freetalklive.com to sign up. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
So we got this email from Mike, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And Mike's basically saying, you can't be a purist. He's saying you can't be a purist. I mean, as far as when it comes to taking stuff from the government. You pay into the road system, you use the roads.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes a good point there. What about state universities, public television? There's these services that more people tend to use, I guess, than others. And then there's some of them that are a little more controversial, like unemployment. And he's basically saying, well, you paid into it. Well, you go ahead and take it because they're going to spend it anyway. And I got to say, that's his best point. They are going to spend that money that they've taken. Now, whether or not they spend it on you or someone else is the only question. However, I don't want to bend over for all of their rules. And, in addition, the reason why I don't care, I mean, again, I paid into the program, but I don't care about taking it out, is for the same reason why I don't care about Social Security. For instance, I've paid in. I got one of my little Social Security brochures this year, which shows you year by year how much money you've paid into Social Security. In my 8 or 9 years of being in the workforce, I paid in about $10,000, including the half from the business and the half that I contribute, about $10,000. And I'm willing to leave it all behind.
You better be willing to leave it all behind.
Yeah, because I'm done with Social Security. I'm never paying into Social Security again. And that's fine. I mean, take it. Keep it. $10,000. I mean, that's a significant amount of money.
It is now, but by the time you retire, when you're going to finally get it, it won't be crap.
I don't want it.
No, you're not going to get it.
Right.
But even if you did get it, it wouldn't be worth anything.
I understand.
It might be worth $2,000.
But you see what I'm saying? I paid into Social Security, too, but I don't want it. I don't want to have anything to do with your government programs. I want to separate myself from the government as much as possible. And so opting in to something like unemployment just doesn't make me feel right. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Jeff.
How's it going?
Good,
hey. Quite well.
All right. I was just listening to you guys' podcast today. And basically the issue I wanted to raise up was the issue of drug tests.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. What do you guys, personally, what's your opinion on pre-employment drug tests?
Personally, I'm annoyed by them, but, it depends on what kind of job you're looking at.
Yeah.
If it was a really, really great job, I would take it. But I know that Ian's answer to that would be he wouldn't take any job without it.
Yeah.
But, personally, I think that they're an invasion of privacy. I would register my complaint, but I would probably take it if it was a really great job. If it's just some crappy old job, I know that there's plenty of crappy old jobs out there that I can get without a drug test, and I wouldn't do it.
There are plenty of ways to skirt the drug test.
Yeah.
See, there's actually a drug test that I just took the other day for a large corporation that goes by the initials of FM.
Okay.
Okay.
And it kind of seems like they're, like, working around the drug test, but they're just doing it so they say they can.
Right.
Because the fact is, with saliva tests, they're only accurate for, like, a five-hour period.
Huh.
Now,
really?
Ian and I worked for a company who claimed to be a drug-free workplace, but never tested, like, you know, randomly. And that's Clear Channel.
I don't think they did pre-employment either.
If you did a drug test in the radio business, you would quickly lose
half of your
talent.
Yeah.
Except perhaps in the Golden Oldies station, you know, where they're drinking themselves into an early grave rather than smoking themselves into an early grave.
Of course, the rock jocks are doing both.
Yeah. On duty. So, you know.
I'm with you, man, which, I mean, if it's a really a critical job, if it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, go ahead and submit yourself to it. But otherwise, I would just say, sorry, don't want to work for you.
Yeah.
But as a libertarian, wouldn't you say that it's really nobody else's business what you do in your private time?
It is, of course. It's none of their business. But a company can ask you if you wear purple underwear, whether they hire you or not.
Yeah. It's not, you don't have a right to the job. You know, you have to do what it is that the company wants you to do and jump through whatever hoops they want you to jump through. You know, some companies don't want you to have long hair. Some companies don't want you to wear earrings, and that's their business, and they should be free to set whatever rules for the employees if they want to. Here's the catch, Jeff. If enough people tell FM, the company that you're applying for, if enough people tell them, you know what? Nah, I wanted to work for you, but then you told me about this whole drug test thing. I'll take my skills elsewhere. And then if enough people start doing that, then they're going to say, well, we're getting a lot of shoddy employees. Maybe we should reconsider this policy.
I don't really know if that's going to happen, though.
Yeah.
Well, certainly not anytime soon.
Besides, there's ways to get around any kind of drug test.
Go down to your local head shop, pick up a little bottle of super juice. You'll be good.
There you go. Jeff, thanks for the call, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, 800-259-5791 to Cortain in Minnesota. Cortain, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Quite well.
Just got a quick idea for you.
What's that, sir?
Well, Ian and Manwich, you guys are both great.
Thank you.
But you deserve a break.
Okay.
What if you all did a show with just the three third hosts, Jason, Johnson, and Torgo?
It's been proposed.
It has been suggested.
Yep. And?
I don't know. I think.
What will you pay to see it happen?
Ian is very much a hardworking control freak. I don't think that I can't see him letting go of that microphone just because he. This show, he's been almost every show since the beginning.
I think there was one show where it was
he was so ill he couldn't.
Right, there was one show where I couldn't make it.
But it's very
in 3 years.
Yeah, it's very unlikely that Ian's going to let it go just because he loves this show so much. It's my baby. It's his foster child.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine him doing. I would love to take a break though. Please, if you can get this, if you can arrange this, I would love a night off.
We might do something like that in the future. And of course, we've also had requests for female co-hosts to come back on the show. And there's some changes always down the line for Free Talk Live. And some
I'm up for a female co-host as long as she's hot.
And as long as she's here on Wednesdays.
Well, man, which we'll tell everybody she's hot, and then you'll just have to go.
It's radio, after all.
Yeah, exactly.
How about this? Your third anniversary is coming up, right?
Yep.
What if you had all three of them on with you two there?
That's too much.
We don't have enough chaos.
We've tried it with four people in the studio, and, I mean, if you think that already there's a lot of crosstalk on the show, and we do whatever we can to cut it down, but with four people on microphones, and also we only have three mics in the studio, but with four people, it's a circus.
All right.
Cortain, thanks for the suggestions, though.
Anything else
on your mind?
No, that'll do.
We might do that.
Keep listening.
I like
the idea.
Especially if you bribe me enough. Thanks, man.
What if I became an amplifier?
We'll talk. Email me. 800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791.
If amplifiers demand it, it's something that, you know.
That's true. Yep, Money talks, indeed. An email from Rich. You can email the show, FTL@freetalklive.com. A recent news story in Utah sheds more light on the idiocy of age of consent laws. Yes, that's right. We sold it a moment ago, and we're going to sell it again. A 12-year-old boy and 13-year-old girl. The girl was the older one in this case.
Oh.
Has been convicted. Convicted.
Wow.
Of statutory rape. Of each other.
Rubbish.
We'll come back with the details. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Grab the live streams that we have there. Broadband version, free to listen to, as well as a dial-up version, totally free. freetalklive.com. Rich emails in, FTL at freetalklive.com. 12-year-old boy, 13-year-old girl in Utah have now been convicted of statutory rape on each other. According to Rich, it seems that under Utah law, no one under the age of 14 can consent to sex. So if a sexual act was performed on them, they're automatically the victim of rape, regardless of any other circumstance. And, by the way, as though it's going to be a factor in their case, it's not. Both the boy and the girl claim their sex was consensual.
Oh, but they're under 14. They can't consent. There's right. No way they could possibly consent.
They're not mentally developed enough to understand what they're doing.
Boy,
so
oh boy.
Let's do this to them. Oddly enough, it seems the law allows for them to be prosecuted for committing said act, which they're supposedly incapable of consenting to. Both are now in the system as felons, and thanks to the fascism of Megan's Law, they must register as...
Oh, no.
Sex offenders.
This is messed up.
For the rest of their lives.
Awful.
My God.
So according to Rich, Rich says, "Hey, moms and dads, whether you like it or not, and no matter how much you pretend that it doesn't, can't, shouldn't happen, some of your kids are having sex. And there's nothing you or the lawmakers can do about it. Oh, by the way, some of your kids are smoking pot, too.
Whoa.
I would add they're drinking. And neither the legislature nor the jackbooted thugs with badges can stop it. He says, when will people finally figure out that making laws about this kind of stuff does nothing but cause problems? I gotta agree, Rich. Thanks for the email.
I agree, too. Pretty much because two people cannot simultaneously rape each other. How incredibly foolish.
Well, that's why I always call it you're raping the statute, because when they say it's statutory rape, it always, I mean, like 99% of the time applies to something consensual. Now, whether or not you believe a teenage person can consent to sex, that's up to you. Personally, I believe they can.
Oh, yeah.
When I was 14 years old, boy, I knew what sex was, and I knew I wanted to have some of it. Didn't get the opportunity to, but, you know, hey, that's what happens when you're 14 and a dork.
Well,
and thank goodness I didn't, too, because I didn't knock some chick up, and now I don't have a kid as a result of that.
As far as you know. Maybe
no,
little Ian's everywhere.
No, I'm pretty sure I So there you go, man. Which you're always the one who's arguing for the age of consent, so you're sort of in favor of statutory rape laws. I mean, how do you feel about this?
I think it's ridiculous.
Would it have been ridiculous if it was a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old?
Well, I think you know that, as well as I do, that I think that statutory rape laws are kind of silly when you're talking about people of similar ages.
Okay.
I think that 24-year-olds can't rape 17-year, you know, statutorily rape 17-year-olds, for instance.
Got it.
I do think that 34-year-olds, on the other hand, who are having sex with 17-year-olds,
perhaps a few eyebrows.
Perhaps they ought to look. Perhaps there ought to be some kind of criminal sanction on that.
I understand your feelings, and it is based on emotion. What you're talking about here, you are imagining yourself possibly being a father someday, and having having your 13-year-old daughter have sex with some 27-year-old dude.
Yeah, that's
and
a pretty big mess.
It's
there,
a disturbing thought to a potential father's mind or to an existing father's mind, and I understand that. But I don't think that I want to be forced to pay to put that guy in jail once they catch him for this. Right. I mean, if it's real rape, then you have something that I think we can all get behind as far as prosecuting somebody, as far as getting somebody in trouble. Then you did something without any consent whatsoever.
You know, it's all fine and dandy when you think about it. What about Boy Scout leaders and people that work at the YMCA mm-hmm. and people that are around our kids on a regular basis? How can you
disturbing.
Know whether these people do this kind of thing?
You
whether
won't
they
know
target
it.
Kids?
For the most part, you won't know it.
Okay, well, then we need to have some way to brand them.
I had somebody take advantage of me when I was younger.
Okay.
And I'm not going to go after the dude for it. I learned from my experience. I've moved on.
There you go. So, I mean, don't you think that that guy
somebody else
should know that this guy is potentially dangerous?
Would I be better off if he's rotting in jail for 10 years? I mean, he got his stuff together, I think, eventually, and got his life on track.
If he began rotting in jail 10 years after you dealt with him and then therefore didn't mess with a bunch of other kids, then yes, the world would be better off.
I don't know if I would be better off personally, because then I'm being victimized twice.
Now, you know that I don't agree with the way the current criminal justice system is.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's not what I'm talking about here. We can approach, if you want to approach the penal system and how we can make it better... You know, I'm practically an expert on the area, but
fine. So you agree that we could make some modifications to make things better? As
I
far
think
as the
that
justice
we, as a society,
concerned.
You know, I mean, it's such America's such a large place, mm-hmm. 300 million people. You can move from one place to the next, targeting kids, and no one will ever be the wiser. Because you can't,
you could
shun these people
but
all
really,
over the place.
Man, which most of this stuff happens. With people that you know. I mean, it's not like you can just drift into
mostly,
a town.
It does mostly, but not statutory rape. Statutory rape doesn't happen mostly with people you know. I mean, you're talking about incest and, you know,
okay,
those kinds of things. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about simply about age of consent rules.
1-800-259-5791. So you've got a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old
I admit
now.
It's confusing. That I don't support.
A 12-year-old and a 13-year-old now convicted, and they're
but
now
But it's Utah.
Felons.
It's not like it's real America. I mean, these people are nuts.
It's what a lot of people would like to see America be like. A lot of people would like to see more laws in regards to age of consent and that sort of thing. Let's come back with more with Mike in Ohio and your calls as well. This is your show, Free Talk Live. what's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free, 800-259-5791. If you make the call now, we might be able to slip you in here. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the bulletin board system, the archives, live streaming, and much, much more, all for free. Touched you, zip zero. And it will continue to be for free. However, if you got $3 a month, we'd love to have it. Check out the AMP program. It's amp.freetalklive.com. I think you're going to find it pretty interesting because it actually allows you to contribute directly to the success of Free Talk Live, to spread the message of freedom and liberty, which is what this show delivers on a six-night-a-week basis. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details. $3 a month, it's all it takes. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. Again, you're still going to get everything for free if you don't do it. So, totally voluntary at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go along towards our goal, and we do have a goal, it's a big goal, $10,000 a month. We're up to 7% of it already. And as we move along on the path towards that goal, we've got little mile markers. For instance, at 50% of the goal, we'll cut back on our commercial time by 2 minutes an hour. At 100% of the goal, we'll cut back another 2 minutes an hour. And then throughout there, there's other cool stuff.
All sorts of little goodies.
Yeah, like adding a webcam and giving away some ancient archives of the show. Anyway, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Mike in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Mike.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, good.
Very well.
Good to talk to you guys. And you're right. The board's awesome. But, yeah, I wanted to throw my 2 cents on this. Well, the 13- and 14-year-old, when I was 14, I got... a little activity when I was, from a 15-year-old. And gosh darn it, I was consenting. I was willing to be raped.
Yes, certainly.
Well, I mean, what is the point of this? Because at the simple, you know, the simple thought is, any kid, you know, at that age is getting a chance for sex, they're going to jump on it.
Pretty much.
Quite literally.
As long as they're after puberty, they probably will.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and they'll do it stupidly.
Certainly the boys, I couldn't talk any of the girls into it at that time frame. I don't know what they're thinking.
They weren't having any of it.
I did okay, but... You know,
I did not.
You know,
of course, I went to a Christian school where they were taught that it was dirty and wrong and bad.
Yeah. I would think you'd have more. I would think it'd be more likely to happen at a Christian
school. That's because you have weird thoughts about Christian
school. Because I've known some preacher's kids in my time, actually.
Oh, I went to Christian school. I can tell you that it's actually a little bit of both.
Well, as I said, I didn't go to any of those, but I had my fair share. But that's absolutely ridiculous.
Do you think you'd be better off if you spent 5 years in prison as a result of it?
Absolutely not. I'm not raping anything that moves.
What about what Manwich said, where you've got the 35-year-old having sex with, for instance, a 16-year-old?
Well, this is where Manwich and I agree. You know, there's got to be something. But as I said, how much and what, you know, this is getting ridiculous. You know, an age of consent, you know, who's to decide how old somebody is to, you know, consent to that? And
well, the government is, of course.
Well,
they know everything.
That's what I have to say. I don't think you can assign an age of consent because somebody at 18 can be way more mature than somebody else at age 23.
How about
it all
this?
Depends.
Oh, each community can pick their own. You know, each state gets to decide whether or not, you know, what the age is. Don't you
they
think that's a
better?
They already have, and it's
right.
Not working. But at the same time,
well,
I agree with Manwich. There's got to be something that's better than this.
Neither are our murder laws.
Hawaii had it at 14 for a while. And I don't think they were falling apart there. Canada, it's still at 14 in Canada. And I don't think they have a glut of pregnancies up there amongst teenage girls. That couldn't be more than here. We already have a huge problem with that. Mike, great call, man. Thanks for it. Hey, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We'll see you online in the meantime between now and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com. Good night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you struck?